purpose today is just to go over the projects that were submitted for the 2007 CDBG and home programs.
Did your budget go down from last year?
What they did, they have a year-long continuing resolution, so it's staying at the 06 levels.
Okay.
So that's what I budgeted for. Until we get our exact figures, I budgeted at the same exact numbers that we received last year. Okay. The first page on your packet of information is what the Consolidated Planning Committee recommended. And that committee consists of Greg Wilkins, Bob Leventry, Mike Engling, Bruce Jewett, Kathy Becker, and myself. So we just kind of take into account the projects that are going on and things of that nature. The second and third pages are all of the projects that were submitted. The fourth page just gives you an idea. I always like to show the previous funding for the last 3 years. One thing you may notice this year is most of the projects that came in had some leverage funding, which is great.
You mean matching dollars?
Yes, yes. And then the last page, page five, is just the different things that we have to think about when we're doing the budget. So if you want to go down the list, what was recommended was the City of Trenton. They have not received funds for a long time. They have some. They've put a lot of money into their downtown improvements, and so this is just some pedestrian and parking lot improvements to help with that effort. And the second there is the Founders Park improvements. New Miami, the elevated storage and Clearwell supplement, and the water meter system improvement project, which would make that also more compatible with the environmental services. The next one that was recommended was Fairfield Township Lenox Avenue Stormwater Project for $150,000. Last year they came to us for about $80,000 more, and they were able to work out an agreement with Environmental Services so that they don't have to move one of the water mains. So it dropped the price substantially. So we thought that would be and they do have a lot of flooding in that area. The next project that was recommended was Lemon Township sidewalk replacement. They have come to us for quite a while with this one, and we have not granted them money for a long time. Madison Township Community Park driveway. It's been a few years since we granted them funds. The last time we did was for the purchase of the acreage for the park, and they've done a lot of improvements to it. So this is to help with their driveway into the park. Milford Township, some playground equipment for their Collinsville Community Center. The playground equipment they have there currently is from 1984. Actually, it was purchased in 1984 for $1 from the school system, so it's very old. And St. Clair Township, a community center roof repair for $6,200. Of the nonprofit and public service organizations, Holding Hands, they originally asked for $157,800 to help with their operational expenses. What we did was we pulled out. They have several different programs that help feed the surrounding community, so we pulled out the two budgets to buy the food so we could pull out exactly what we know the money's going for, and that's to purchase food for their they have like kids after school program and a senior program. Outreach for Community, Fox Park Improvements. Through CDBG, we just recently acquired a parcel next to Fox Park. And
Where's that at?
In New Miami,
New Miami,
right off of Elliott, 136 Elliott Avenue. And so we're going to have some, it was actually there are some structures on there. There was a home that was totally dilapidated, like a storage shed and just junk on this property. And the woman agreed to sell it. So we bought it for like $9,500. And so now we're going to tear down the property, expand Fox Park, and with this $35,000 buy some playground equipment. And then the subrecipients. Holding Hands, you know where Calvary Christian is on 127 and River? No, not River. 127 and Jacksonville Road, I believe it is. Right outside of New Miami, just north of New Miami. It's that big church.
Oh, it used to be where the driving theater is.
Yes, close to there.
Right there. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that pipe place that's right there.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. They really have done a lot of effort and done a lot of community service for New Miami and St. Clair. The Sudbury.
ADS, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
They're all, ADS is all done.
They're done.
Okay.
They're done.
Mm-hmm. I was like a 2 or 3 year job, wasn't it?
It was a 2 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Subrecipient, City of Fairfield and City of Oxford. Do you want to? I think I've got. I've got one extra copy. Sorry. I think this was. Okay. Okay. The subrecipients, Fairfield and Oxford, every year we grant them funds. What we've did this year was we reduced their funding because when we started to look at the 07 year, I went back to when we became an entitlement county, which was in 1999. Are you aware what we increased their funding based on the level that we were increased when we went from the state to the federal program? Well, as time's gone by, our money has decreased, but yet we've held them constant at that original amount. This year, I brought it down to where it was originally. Fairfield gets 10%, Oxford gets 9%. So they're working within that budget.
That's 106?
Yes. Actually, Fairfield would have gotten more. But they only wanted 100. They're pretty good about that. They just do their project, whatever it is. So, and the existing programs, the downtown revitalization, there has been some interest stirring in that to get that going again, as well as the planning department's working on some overlay districts for a couple of the communities where it might kind of work hand in hand with those. What we do is. If there's a business owner and they need to renovate their building, we'll pay for like the outside part of it. It's a 50-50 match up to $10,000. Yes. We've done some in Oxford. We've done some in Trenton, Monroe, Riley Pizza. We did Riley Pizza. It can be anywhere. The emergency utility program, we want to keep that going. And that's for people that are about to be disconnected from just basic utilities. We're trying to help them out. The home repair program is very.
Emergency utility program, how do they apply for
that? They come in, we have been contracting with Self for that. We're going to pull it and do it in-house.
So
they come in, if you get a disconnect notice, you come into the county and you into our offices. We verify your income, make sure you qualify because it's CDBG money. They have to qualify. They have a disconnect notice. We pay the bill.
It doesn't matter whether it's county.
Has to be outside City of Hamilton and
City
of Middletown.
Because they have
their own. How many senior citizens qualify?
Well, we just started taking it over. So it's been through Self. But Self, so we're just going to notify them and say, you know, we're just going to try to start taking it over ourselves.
So how do we let people know that there's this help?
What we did recently with Environmental Services, we put a little information, little piece of mail in there, and it went out with all the water and sewer bills.
Which covers 36,000 customers.
Right.
It's probably the most influential.
And we need to start marketing it. We will start marketing it.
I'm saying that, you know, for the most people, that doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
But to the person who's getting the disconnect notice, that would be the one that you'd really want to make sure that had some type of sticker.
What we ought to do,
helps available.
Maybe what you can do is, and it's all utilities, right?
Yes.
Maybe you can get with Tim Abbott through Duke, or if it's your water and sewer, like, Southwest Regional Water and Rural Electric, and say, you know, if you're going to disconnect these folks,
mm-hmm.
give them this, or get this out through them,
right.
The info.
Of course, 15,000 is not a lot of money.
No, it'll be.
No, but we have 35,000 sitting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that hasn't been used.
Okay.
And we know that it's out
you
there.
You have to qualify for it.
Right.
Besides just not
paying your bill.
Right. You have to be low and moderate income. Right.
Okay. And what's the criteria?
It's based on the number of people in the home. And every year, it's the Section 8 income limits. HUD every year revises that amount.
Can you get those to these folks?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fairly, it's low and moderate. So if you're a household of one, I believe it's up to like 38,000. If you make 38,000 or below, you qualify.
That's pretty high.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it's based on the area.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Computerization, if somebody's close to being turned on, but
trigger something.
Red
flags.
We did contact Duke about this. So we did contact Duke, and like I said, the leaflets went out, environmental services packets, but we'll contact the other utility programs too.
I just had a quick question. You said there's 35,000 in holding. Is this 15,000 in addition to that?
Yes. It's just to keep that program running.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The same with home repair.
Home repair. That's been very successful, really just word of mouth. And we also have a brochure that we try to distribute at like the fair and different things like that. We had that home safety event last week. That is a $5,000 cap. Again, you have to be low and moderate income. But if your furnace goes out, if you need a new furnace, if you need a new roof, if you have a water leak, to tap someone in. We've done a lot of it in New Miami since they've done that new water main through there, so we're going to tap people in.
Do we have more people applying than there is money?
Not yet. Well, it's always running pretty close. By the time it's ready to fund for the next year, we're usually, I think right now we've got $8,000 left.
And if someone applies for that money 1 year, they can't get it the next year, can they?
It's for emergency. Emergency.
Emergency
like home repair. It's not supposed to be like
it's regular maintenance, not replacement.
Exactly. It's not a maintenance program. It's if there's an emergency and you
like
cannot.
Car sold out?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, or one of your pipe bursts and floods your home, you know.
Okay.
Right.
What are we doing? How are we doing with the prescription drug program? Drug relief. Is that kind of just stalled now or?
Well,
I think it's still being assessed by folks, but
very rarely. We don't really get a lot of turn. And I know that they're working with Jerome still.
Well, what's really kind of, now that you can go to Myers and get free drugs,
right.
Or Walmart $4, mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, it was a good thing. I think it's maybe had its life.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And with that program, we fronted them
mm-hmm.
the money
mm-hmm.
that reserved us the 2,500 slots.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of trying to fill those slots, and I don't know that.
Can you, if you get a chance, just do an update to me on
okay,
what
the I'll do that.
Is.
Okay, I know that they're wanting to do another. The CEO of PAS just contacted me within the last couple weeks, wanting to do a marketing effort.
But I don't know if it's a good thing to do or if it's a waste, just because of all the prescription relief that's out there now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, just send me an update on it.
Okay.
Electronic, I'm going back a little bit, charting for the account facility,
mm-hmm.
is that to cut down on paperwork?
Yes.
Pilot
it benefits the doctors and the nurses.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how that's a...
We're going ahead.
People keep the caregivers giving the care instead of writing up paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah, I can have Chuck give you no update. It's a good thing.
Okay, and the fair housing program is required. That's really it. I mean, the numbers worked out great this year.
Good.
And with our...
Well, didn't you send me an email, too, that you thought they might, under the new Congress, we might see a bump?
Right.
Next, in 08?
Well, the president's cutting it for 08, but with the new Congress, yeah, they want to double the CDBG program. So yes, that would be good.
The president wants to double
No, the president never wants to double it.
Okay.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And with the home program, we're just going to keep with what we know and what's been working, the rehab and the new construction.
You guys okay with the hold-up?
Great. All right. What I wanted to talk to you about just briefly is every year, HUD requires we have two public hearings. And, you know, we usually do it in October when the packets go out, and then once you select the projects. I'm proposing a change. When the projects, I mean, when the proposals go out, you know, for the applications, and then I'm thinking...
questions about how to do them.
Exactly. But then last year I noticed, you know, there's 90 days after our program year starts, which is May 1, we have to submit a CAPR. And it tells all of the accomplishments of what we've done.
CAPR?
Yes.
What's that?
Consolidated Annual Performance and Evaluation Report.
Okay.
But I would like to have it then, because that way then people will know what we've been doing.
Sure.
You know, and then we can say, look, we've tapped in these many people, we've rehabbed these many homes, we've done this much feet of sidewalk.
Update.
Yes.
Yeah, more like an annual report public hearing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then that would break up the two public hearings, because this one would be about July or so.
You guys okay with that?
Is that okay with that?
Great.
Good. Okay. All right. Because we still have to, like, for the action plan going to HUD, I still have to have the 30-day comment period, which will be in the paper. But really, when I present it to you all for you to, it's really just, these are the people getting money, and we'll just do it instead to show what we've accomplished.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Okay. How's the triplets?
Good.
How
still
old?
On Chuck. They'll be five in April.
That's
April 1st.
Hard.
That is hard to believe.
Kindergarten this year?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So.
Do you have any questions, Jessica?
Do you know when these are going to be awarded officially? Like, when will the commissioner?
Well, what I have to do is I have to get together an action plan.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, because they might report on who got these today. I mean, it's public information.
It is public information. What I do now is I put this in a packet of information and submit it to HUD by March 15th.
Will you call these folks today and let them know that they got
usually what I do is I send out a letter.
Okay.
And I can do that now since you've okayed this. I'll send the letter out to the jurisdictions and everyone that applied saying these were the projects that were approved. And then I'll get the action plan together, which will be out for public public comment March 15th.
Do we need a motion?
No. It'll come to you. She'll be bringing the actual.
Right. I'll bring the actual document for you to sign off on. So I'll still set that up with you all, but it won't be a public hearing.
Cool.
So, and then HUD HUD will approve it usually by
May
1st.
Do you want a motion now to accept this plan or not?
Okay.
I move to accept.
Okay. All right. Okay. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jalabat?
Yes.
Thank you.
So really it's just now that the commissioners have approved it, we just submit it to HUD for them to approve it.
How long before the communities would get their money?
Our program year starts May 1, but we only get the money when Congress releases it. Last year wasn't too bad. We got it within 6 weeks. So we got it by mid-June, which was
so
good. Sometimes it's not.
Summer,
yes, usually the summertime.
Okay.
Right. Okay. All right.
I'll see you at 1:30 over here.
See you at 1:30, yeah, and call me if you have any questions about those documents.
Okay. Two more houses for me.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else you need?
You have a
card.
I sure do.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. What's your turn?
Good to turn.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jalabat?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.